नमस्कारः सर्वे, वेलकम टू अनदर सेशन ऑफ स्पोकन संस्कृत। दैट वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग इन अ वेरी गुड वे। ओके, टुडे सेशन आई हैव प्लानड इन दिस वे। यू नो, आई थॉट फर्स्ट लेट अस डिस्कस विद द गृहपाठः एंड देन वी विल डिस्कस द सुभाषितम एंड देन टुडे सेशन and then with the we will end with our question and answer session in the end. Okay, so that is how I thought to run the session today. Okay, so yeah, I am running this session on a mute mode. If anybody has to tell anything, you know, kindly unmute yourself and you can say. Okay, so last time we had few questions on the Panchami Vibhakti part. I'm just giving you, I'm not getting into the details of that part of Panchami Vibhakti. However, after my after me going back, after me checking my notes again in the other day, I was able to get some more insights on Panchami Vibhakti. Like one of the Mahodaya who mentioned that day that, you know, Mandirat, okay, that is another prayoga of Panchami Vibhakti. However, we are not going into the details of that prayoga. The reason being, those are a little tricky to understand, and those the actual meaning of the word differs in term whenever there's a gender. Like, you know, there's a different usage for masculine gender, different usage for a feminine gender, different usage for a napumsakalinga gender, for a neutral gender. Okay, that is the reason why we have only mentioned taha. Okay, taha in Panchami Vibhakti. Okay, however, whenever we go for the later sessions, probably then we will be able to address those issues or questions about those concepts a little later. Okay, but at the moment, the Panchami Vibhakti that we discussed in our last class, which is taha, is absolutely correct, and we can use it. And this taha remains constant for all the genders, irrespective of masculine gender, feminine gender, and neutral gender. This remains the same. That is the reason for everybody to make it very simple and relevant. We are not going with the other part of Panchami Vibhakti. We are restricting ourselves to the Taha Prayoga itself. Okay, I hope I am clear on that. Okay, so first of all, we will start our session with the Gruhapatha. Gruhapatha, which I gave last week, was I have given few words and I have asked the participants to make sentences out of those words. Okay, it was a very open-ended kind of an assignment. Generally what I do, I give you sentences and ask you to translate. However, this was a very open-ended assignment where I have only given you few selected words. Okay, based on those words, I have asked you to make sentences. Okay, so let us get started with our Gruhapatha first. Okay, right. Okay, so yes, I mean, just one point that I wanted to address. I mean, very important that we all start practicing these whatever that is being taught or whatever that we are taking up. I request you all to make sure that you practice with your folks at home, with your friends, either on a telephone or whichever way is comfortable for you, because if you do not practice, we tend to forget. Okay, so on that lines, yeah, we'll start the session. So this was, I hope my screen is clear and visible. Okay, this was the Gruhapatha which I have given in the last class. Okay, I have asked everybody to make sentences using these words which I have given here. Okay, the words that I listed below, I have asked everybody to make sentences out of these words. Okay, so I received only a couple of responses. However, it would have been wonderful if all of you might have participated. It would have been really great. I have been very much excited to announce that, you know, I've received so many responses. However, I just received a couple of responses. Okay, yeah. So let us get started with this. Anybody who wants to try, first of all, okay, because see, I have written my set of examples here, okay, which I will anyways discuss. Okay, if anybody wants to discuss their set of examples first, let us go ahead with that, and then I will you know, show you my examples and what sentence that I have written for you guys. Okay, anybody wants to try first? Randomly, okay, anybody? Yes, Mahoday, please. Yes, Mahoday.
Can I try, Mahoday?
Yes, Mahoday, please.
Right, Panchami Vibhakti to the following words in which I wrote something like Hemanta Kale, Vrikshataha, Charmani, Patati.
Uttamam, okay.
Next sentence. Ishwaraha, I make something like that.
Yes.
Ravanaha tapaha karotu. Ishwaraha pratyakshi bhavati. Ravanaha ishwarataha vara prichati. Or I made one more thing, something like this. Ravanaha ईश्वरस्य तपः करोतु ईश्वरः प्रत्यक्षी भवति रावणः ईश्वरतः वर पृच्छति
वरं पृच्छति ओके 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 वन मोर महोदय
ओके करोना दिग्बंधन काले मम अम्बा गृहतः बहिः न गच्छति
उत्तमं वेरि रिलेवेण्ट् एब्सोल्युट्लि यस् यु वाण्ट् टु गिव् इट् वन् मोर् वर्ड्
मम पिता गृहतः मङ्गलूरु आगतवान्
गृहतः मङ्गलूरु आगतवान् उत्तमं महोदय धन्यवादः एनिबडि एल्स् वाण्ट्स् टु गिव् इट् अ ट्रै Anybody else who wants to go to
that? Yeah, I can try.
Yes, Swagini.
For Nidhanika, Vastram Nidhanikataha Anayati, bring the cloth from cupboard.
Okay.
Then for Chitram, Saha Chitrataha Upavarnayati, he is copying from
Upavarnayati. Okay.
This one I want to try for Netram. Tears are flowing from the eyes, two eyes. So, Bashpaha Netrabhyam Prahavataha. Because it's Dvitiya.
Of course. We are not getting into the Dvitiya Purushaha because the reason being, that is a little complicated. I mean, we haven't covered that so far, Bhagini. So, you know, it is okay. Not right for us to make sentences on those lines. So, I will simplify it, okay? In my examples, I simplify the sentences, okay? So, you know, however, there is a correction to it. It is Bhashpaha, okay? Bhashpaha. It is a singular, okay? Singular.
Yeah.
So it is not wrong, but then, you know, let us not complicate things. You know, we'll go in a very slower pace because others do not understand the term upayogaha very much. Okay, so we'll only look at uttama purusha and prathama purusha right now, not the madhyama purusha.
Okay.
Next one, Bhagini.
There's one Bhagavad Gita. So. Etat shlokam Bhagavad Gita saha asti. Is that right? This shloka is from Bhagavad Gita.
Absolutely, that's right. Yes, another one.
Okay. Apanataha. Aham lekanyaha apanataha krinami.
Krinami. No, you can say aham lekhani.
Lekhan. Oh, okay. I bought pens, is what I, from the shop.
And so, you meant, plural form.
Plural, yeah. So.
Okay.
That is okay, right?
Yeah. That should be. Yes, one more.
Okay. I can, sorry.
पात्रं रामः जलं पात्रतः आदत्ति टेकिङ्ग् वाटर् फ्रोम् द वेसल् वाटर् फोर् टेकिङ्ग् ऐ डिण्ट् आदत्ति इस् अ वर्ड् ऐ सा इन् द डिक्षनरि इस् दट् रैट् ओर्
generally we स्वीकरोति नो वि प्रिफर् कीपिङ्ग् इट् वेरि सिम्पल् टेकिङ्ग् इस् स्वीकरोति जलं स्वीकरोति पात्रतः स्वीकरोति धन्यवादः चान्दिनी भगिनी यु वाण्टेड् टु गिव् इट् अ ट्रै यु वाण्टेड् टु ट्रै फ्यू सेण्टेन्सेस्
नमस्कारः महोदय
नमस्कारः भगिनि
ईश्वरतः आशीष् आगच्छति
Can you help me with the English translation of it, just to make it clear?
We get blessings from God.
From God, okay. No problem, got it, yes. Yes, it's correct.
Then, Mama Netratah Ashruni Patati.
Ashruni Patati, okay. Tears are dropping off my eyes, great, okay, correct.
Yeah. Yes. Then, Bhagavad Gita Tah Aham Sad Vastu Janami.
भगवद्गीतातः अहं सद् वस्तु रैट्
सद् वस्तु गुड् थिङ्ग्स् ऐ लर्न् फ्रोम् जानामि
गुड् वर्ड् गुड् नो गुड् गुड् श्लोक गुड् गुड् कान्टेण्ट् गुड् कान्टेण्ट्
ज्ञानामि
ज्ञानामि ओके
यस्
ज्ञानं गाट् इट् यस् वन् मोर् भगिनि
एण्ड् देन् then saha patratah bhojan khadati
saha patratah bhojanam khadati uttamam
and this one is slightly I'm not sure if it's right
yes
etat chitratah aham shanti labati means I get peace when I see this picture
एतत् चित्रतः मम शान्तिः भवति पिक्चर् एतत् चित्रतः मम शान्तिः भवति धन्यवादः सो एनिबडी हू वाण्ट्स् टु ट्रै फार् भाष्पस्थाली अण्ड् सम्मार्जनी बिकास् दोस् वर् द टु थिङ्ग्स् विच् ऐ हेवेण्ट् हर्ड् and Asandha I haven't heard. Anybody wants to try with these two, then I will show you my examples.
I just want to make sure if my word for the Bhashtasthali, if I've written it right or wrong. Can I?
Yes.
So is it, Bhashtam Bhashtasthali Taha Anayati. Steam is coming from pressure cooker.
Instead of Anayati, we can say Agachati. No, you don't bring Agachati, the, you know. Yeah, we do not bring the steam out of it. It just comes naturally. So, you know, we say it is agachati. It is coming. Agachati. That is correct.
Okay. Great.
Samarjani, do you have an example of the Samarjani?
Yeah, I do. Dust is coming from the broom. Dhulin Samarjinataha Agachati.
Dhuli Samarjinataha Agachati. Okay, the dust is coming from the broom itself.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Absolutely, correct. Dhanyavada.
Can I try one, Mahodaya?
Yeah,
yes, Venkat Mahodaya.
Mama Bhagini Bashpastali Taha Shigram Pakam Karoti.
Shigram Pakam Karoti, okay. Doing it quick. No, pressure cooker things get easy, right?
Yeah.
Good. Great. धन्यवादः महोदय we'll just quickly go ahead and look with the example that I have given, so that you know we don't waste much time. Okay, so these are few of the sentences which I have made. Okay, so I have made 2-3 sentences, so I hope it is my screen is clear. Okay, I'll just quickly read these sentences, then we'll go to the Subhashitam now. Okay, ghatatah. Okay, ghatatah jalam Sravati. Sravati here means leaks. Okay, a pot which is actually a little broken. The water is flowing from that crack, or it leaking from the crack. Okay, Gruhatah. Aham Gruhatah Karyalayam Gacchami. I'm heading to office from home. Okay, Apanatah. Saha Apanatah Yutakam Kreenati. Okay, he buys a shirt from the store. Okay. Pradarshanitah. Okay, saha pradarshanitah varnakam, or varnakam is a painting. Okay, he bought a painting, or he buys a painting from the exhibition. Okay, pradarshanitah is an exhibition. Okay, saha pradarshanitah varnakam atah chitrakarma kreenati. Okay, the next one, vrikshah, vrikshatah phalam patati. Okay, these are very simple examples which are very relevant, which we are able to relate to it. That is the reason we have mentioned these sentences. Okay, asandaha is from seat. Okay, adhyapikam. Okay, adhyapakam drushtva ya jeshtam drushtva balakah asandatah uttishtati. The boy got up whenever he saw a person who is elder to him. Okay, whenever he saw a faculty member. Okay, Ishwarah. Okay, Ishwaratah. Okay, Ishwaratah Srushtihi Bhavati. Okay, the creation is because of God. Okay, and then the other examples too. Ishwaratah. Ishwarah is the name of a friend. Ishwaratah Aham Pustakam Swikaromi. Ishwaratah Asmakam Ichchah Puritah. All our desires get fulfilled by the wish of God. Okay, and then there's a relevant example of Hiranyakashyapa. Ishwaratah Varam Prapnoti. Okay, he gets a boon from the divine, from God. Okay, this is another example. Okay, so yeah, a patram, patratah annam swikaromi. Okay, I take my food from the vessel. Okay, chitram, chitratah anyat chitram rachayami. Okay, I look at a picture and I design another picture. Okay, netram, netratah astruni agachati. Astruni here is tears. Okay, netratah astruni agachati, tears. Nidhanika, the cupboard. Mama mata nidhanika tah shatikam swikaroti. Okay, my mom is taking the sari from the cupboard. Bhagavad Gita. Aham Bhagavad Gita tah shlokan pathami. Okay, I read a sloka from the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, bhashpasthali. Bhashpasthali tah bhashpah. Okay, like Bhagini mentioned, it is the same thing. Okay, pressure cooker, the pressure goes out. Sammarjani. Sammarjani taha nidhanika paryantam sarvam krinami. I have to buy from a broom to a cupboard. I am buying stuff. Okay, I have to buy starting from a broom to a cupboard. Whenever we shift to a new place, you have to buy all new stuff. Okay, and so my example was in that reference. Okay, so I hope this was clear, and the concept of Panchami Vibhakti is clear with these examples. Okay, now let us get started with the Subhashitam right now very quickly, and then we will go ahead with today's session. Just a minute while I change my screen. Okay. Yeah, I hope my screen is to be seen and it is very clear. Okay, so let us start with the Subhashitam today. Okay, again, two Subhashitams which we will be dealing, again, beautifully written. Okay, I'll read the Subhashitam first, then we will, I'll explain the word-to-word meaning of it. Okay, Shaile Shaile Na Manikyam. Shaile Shaile Na Manikyam Mauktikam Na Gaje Gaje Mauktikam Na Gaje Gaje Sajjanaha Nahi Sarvatra Sajjanaha Nahi Sarvatra Chandanam Na Vane Vane Chandanam Na Vane Vane. okay, we'll go into the mean word to word meaning of it. Shaile, shaile na manikyam, okay, shailam shila, okay, shaile here means stones, okay, shaile, shaile, okay, stones, shaile is stone, okay, shaile, shaile na manikyam, okay, just a minute please, okay, just 1 minute, just a second please. Is my voice clear now?
Yes.
Oh, that's great, great. Okay. Yeah. Shaile shaile na manikyam, mauktikam na gaje gaje, sajjanaha nahi sarvatra, chandanam na vane vane. Okay. So shaile shaile means a stone. Okay, shaile shaile na manikyam. Manikyam here could be precious stones like the ruby, the precious stone, the diamond and all. Okay, not all stones are precious stones. Okay, shaile shaile na manikyam. Okay, manikyam precious stones. Shaile shaile stones. Not all stones are precious stones. Okay, mauktikam na gaje gaje. Okay. Mauktikam means pearl. Okay, see, I don't know if we all know that, you know, they say that in an elephant's tusk, okay, the tusk, there is we find some sort of precious pearls in a tusk of an elephant. Okay, so, you know, there is no relevance or there is no proof that, you know, all the elephants will have a pearl in their tusk. Okay, mauktikam na gaje gaje. Okay, that pearl is not available in all the elephants. Okay, probably some might have, some might not have. Okay, mauktikam means pearl. Mauktikam na gaje gaje. Okay, sajjanaha nahi sarvatra. Sajjanaha means wise men, okay, learned men, people who are with, good sense and, good character. Sajjanaha nahi sarvatra, nahi sarvatra. You do not find wise men everywhere, okay, we do not find wise men everywhere, nahi sarvatra, okay. Chandanam na vane vane. Chandanam is, sandalwood, We all are aware sandalwood is an expensive thing. So, not all the trees, in the forest there are many trees, okay. But not all the forests have sandalwood trees with them, okay. There are very few forests which have sandalwood trees. Okay, so the poet is trying to compare, the relevance. The poet is, sajjanaha is good people. Okay, sajjanaha is good people. The wise men are good people, okay, whatever. Okay, sajjanaha, chandanam na vane vane. Okay, what the poet is trying to tell here is, not all stones are precious stones. Okay, not all elephants have pearls in their tusk. Okay, and you would not find the findings or the relevance of finding a learned man or a wise man or a good man is very rare. Okay, nahi sarvatra, you not find a good man everywhere. Okay, and he is comparing with that of a sandalwood. Like, there are many forests, there are many trees, there are many forests, but all the trees are not sandalwood trees. Okay, not all forests are sandalwood trees. Okay, not all forests have sandalwood trees with them. Okay, so the comparison is between pearls, between precious stones, and between sandalwood trees. Okay, the comparison is with a good person. Okay, is with a good person. Okay, shaile could be a rock also. Okay, a rock, a very big stone. The comparison is between a good person who is a very rare. Okay, just like how precious stones are rare, how a pearl in an elephant's tusk is rare, how sandalwood is very rare. That's what the poet is trying to make a reference here between these three ironies, and then he's comparing with that of a good man. Okay, I'll read the Subhashitam once again. Then any of the participants can read this one. Then we'll go to the next one. Okay, shaile shaile na manikyam, shaile shaile na manikyam. मौक्तिकं न गजे गजे मौक्तिकं न गजे गजे सज्जनः न हि सर्वत्र सज्जनः न हि सर्वत्र चन्दनं न वने वने चन्दनं न वने वने Okay, I hope the meaning is clear. I hope the pronunciation of the words are also clear. Okay, anybody who wants to read this Subhashitam, then we'll go to the next one.
Mahodaya, can I say something?
Yes, Mahodaya.
So, I'm not sure, but like, Sailesale, it seems like the meaning what you are saying is correct. Sailesale is Sabdavyakti, so it is like, it may be being said in normal stones we don't get jain stones and the same way in gaje like you are saying the tusk we get form but not tusk it's actually from the elephant's head some elephant's head tongue like paws that say it's not
My relevance here is to, you know, of course, I understand whatever that it was saying, not denying that, okay, yeah, but I am trying to, you know, my understanding was this, okay, you can take it, I mean, that is fine, okay, we can have our own inferences from a Subhashitam, that's completely fine, okay, my inference from a Subhashitam was this, okay, this is how, you know, I infer from the Subhashitam, of course, I am not saying that this is the only meaning to a Subhashitam, okay, they can, a Subhashitam or to that matter, any word can have, you know, multiple, its own meanings, okay, having said that, this is my inference out of it, and this is how, you know, probably, what you said is undoubtedly, I would not say it is incorrect. Okay, but yeah, it could be. See, my understanding from a pearl being, you know, from an elephant's head, I found it very relevant to be, a pearl being an elephant's head is very theoretical. Okay, there is no relevance to it, which I feel. Okay, my understanding was that, you know, as you know, we all know the ivory that we say from an elephant's tusk that we get is really really precious. Okay, and it's really precious. It is okay. So. I understand what you're trying to say, but then having said that, this is my inference out of it. You know, we can have our own inferences, and we can have our own way of understanding a Subhashitam. Now, undoubtedly, that is correct. Okay. Anything else you want to ask, Mohan? Yes.
I just have a question. So, having it twice, like shaile, shaile, gaje, gaje, is that just a poetic expression,
yeah,
is it? Just twice.
That's a poetic expression. That's a poetic expression, yes.
Oh, dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Okay. Anybody wants to read?
Can I try?
Yes, please.
Dhanyavada. शैले शैले न माणिक्यं मौक्तिकं न गजे गजे सज्जनाः न हि सर्वत्र चन्दनं न वने वने
चन्दनं न वने वने उत्तमं धन्यवादः धन्यवादः भगिनि वन् पार्टिसिपेण्ट् देन् विल् गो टु नेक्स्ट् वन् एनिवन्
अहं वदामि शैले शैले न माणिक्यं मौक्तिकं गजे गजे सज्जना नाहि सर्वत्र चन्दनं न वने
चन्दनं न वने वने उत्तमं धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
Alright then, let's go ahead with the next one, okay? Let's go to the next Subhashitam. Okay, I hope my screen is clear. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'll read the Subhashitam first, explain the meaning, and then we'll have another participants read it. Okay. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vinayat याति पात्रतां विनयात् याति पात्रतां पात्रात् धनम् आप्नोति पात्रात्व धनम् आप्नोति धनात् धर्मं तथा सुखं धनात् धर्मं तथा सुखं ओके सो या what does this subhashitam means okay what does this subhashitam means okay vidya dadati vinayam okay vidya here is knowledge okay knowledge gives you know humility vinayam here is humility okay vinayat yati yati means gives vinayat from humility okay we get good character okay patratam okay patratam here we can say good character vinayat yati you know humility gives good character okay patratva dhanam aapnoti patratva dhanam aapnoti okay vinayat yati patratam patratam here could be character you know the virtue the worthiness you know all these could be the terms to understand patratam okay the, you know it is the there could be multiple meanings to a word but you know I'll give you the most relevant which I feel is the most relevant okay patratam here I feel you know good character or you know which is worth of you know discussing okay worthy discussion okay patratva dhanam patratva dhanam aapnoti okay patratva dhanam means you know from the worthiness you know you attract money okay dhanam aapnoti okay dhanad dharmam okay through money you can will be able to do the right thing righteousness through money you will be able to you know to the right decision or the righteousness okay and you know tatah sukham okay from this we get the happiness okay we get the happiness the poet is trying to tell the relevance of education here and how important or how beautiful education is okay how wonderful education is okay how education could transform a person's a way of living okay what is trying you know, you get all of these things you get you know you get humility we are you know we get you know good character or the worthiness we get money we get you know the we will be able to you know do the right things you know if we are you know supported with a very good education okay so our relevance here is with the education okay vidya okay through vidya you get vinayam through vidya you attract worthiness and you have you know the good character okay you know through patrat dhanam okay you attract money you attract money okay the money gets attracted to you once you see the simple logic okay when we have a good occupation or when we are working at top notch organization we tend to you know be settled in life you know we have good amount of money with us you know we have our you know salary in the right way okay so our understanding you know is coming from the knowledge that we have gained okay through knowledge we get good character or worthiness through the good character or the worthiness you will be able to attract money or you will be able to get money and from that money or no through that money also you will be able to you know follow the path of righteousness and that you know that will not be able to I'm not saying that money will let you follow righteousness the education that you have you know incurred so far would let you follow the path of righteousness okay education would let you follow the path of righteousness that's what the poet is trying to infer you know that poet is trying to tell from this subhashita okay I'll read this once again and you know if anybody after this couple of participants would read this subhashita and then we'll go to today's session okay vidya dadati vinayam okay the knowledge gives you humility the down to earth nature okay vinayam humility vinayat yati पात्रताम विनयात याति याति मीन्स यू गेट यू यू पोजेस और यू 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 गेट यू गेट वर्थीनेस और यू गेट दी कैरेक्टर ओके पात्रात पात्रात्व धनम आपनोति पात्रात्व धनम आपनोति यू अट्रैक्ट नो यू अट्रैक्ट नो मनी थ्रू थ्रू नो गुड कैरेक्टर ओके धनात धर्मम ततः सुखम ओके यू 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 नो यू विल बी एबल टू फॉलो द पाथ ऑफ राइटियसनेस एंड फ्रॉम देयर विल बी एबल टू यू नो हैव अ पीसफुल एंड अ हैप्पी लाइफ दैट्स व्हाट दे आर सेइंग ततः सुखम ओके विल बी एबल टू बी लीड अ हैप्पी एंड अ पीसफुल लाइफ दैट्स व्हाट दे आर ट्राइंग टू से ओके विद्या ददाति विनयम विनयात याति पात्रताम विनयात याति पात्रताम पात्रत्व धनम आपनोति पात्रत्व धनम आपनोति धनाद धर्मम धनाद धर्मम ततः सुखम धनाद धर्मम ततः सुखम ऑलराइट या सो हु वांट्स टू रीड दिस दिस कपल ऑफ पार्टिसिपेंट्स देन वी विल गो विद द नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट स्टूडेंट देन वी विल गो विद टुडे सेशन okay just couple of participants you can read this very quickly please anybody wants to read this
no I can read
yes yes Bhagini please
okay vidya dadati vinayam vinayat yati patratam patratvat dhanam आपनोति धनात् धर्मं धनात् धर्मं ततः सुखं
धनात् धर्मं ततः सुखम् उत्तमम् उत्तमम् धन्यवादः यस् महोदय वांटेड टू रीड महोदय कैन यू रीड इट
विद्या ददाति विनयम् विनयात् याति पात्रताम् पात्रत्वा धनम्
आप्नोति
आप्नोति धनात् धर्मं ततः
तथा सुखं तथा सुखं ग्रेट ग्रेट वंडरफुल एवरीबॉडी गॉट द मीनिंग ऑफ इट एनीबॉडी वन लास्ट पार्टिसिपेंट और शुड वी गो विद द टुडेस सेशन ओके देन लेट्स स्टार्ट विद टुडेस सेशन today's session is mostly about questions okay how what kind of questions you can ask various scenarios and then we are dealing with conversations you know happening between two people followed by the past tense okay this is how today's schedule looks like this is what we are going to cover in our today's syllabus okay yeah so one minute. Let me just open the slide. So until last week we have covered Shigram Mandam Ucchahi Shanehi you know this is fast slow high and low okay so you know we will go ahead with Katham okay see this term we have already come across multiple times you know in our earlier classes okay Katham means how okay so you know we are now going to use it in what context like you know how do we have to respond to it generally katham means how okay if anybody is asking you how are you we say we are good okay we are or no, I'm okay I'm not good today that is how our responses are so no so first of all you know, the question of asking anybody as to you know how are you doing today how would you ask the same question to somebody in Sanskrit okay भवान् कथम् अस्ति ओके वि आस्क् रैट् भवान् कथम् अस्ति भवती कथम् अस्ति ओके भवन्तः कथं कथं सन्ति वेन् यु आस्किङ्ग् ग्रूप् आफ् पीपल् वेन् यु आस्किङ्ग् ग्रूप् आफ् पार्टिसिपेण्ट्स् विषये भवन्तः कथं सन्ति ओके हौ आर् यु आल् डूयिङ्ग् okay. Katham means how, okay. So whenever whenever we say katham, it is already associated with good. That is, you know, we respond to them as, you know, aham samyak asmi. But they might be instances where we say, you know, aham samyak na asmi. I am not fine. I am not doing well. Okay, we respond to them, right? We do respond in our conversations, you know, aham samyak na asmi. Aham samyak asmi, I am doing good. Aham samyak na asmi, I am not doing good. Okay. So here we will see other four words associated with katham as well. Okay, whenever if somebody is asking a question, generally when you have to respond to them in a single word, you know, we use these four terms. Okay. Katham, and katham means how. Okay, how. Samyak is good. Samichinam also is another way of writing good. Okay, like how in English we say I am good, I am all right. Okay, all right means, yeah, you're fine. I am fine. I am good. All these are the synonyms of good. You know, you respond to them. You know, with various as and when the term hits your head at that moment of time. Okay, in the same way. You know, in this context as well, we have samyak, samichinam. Both means good. Okay, samyak means good. Samichinam also means good. Okay, samichinam means good. Generally, samichinam is more informal way, I would say. Okay, more informal way. Samyak gets a little bit formal way of addressing stuff. Okay, so we'll deal with the questions and the answer. And next exercise, we have answer followed by a question. Okay, in this exercise, it is given as a question followed by an answer. In the next exercise, an answer and followed by a question. You're supposed to identify a question for the answer that is given there. Okay. Arogyam katham asti. Okay. Arogyam means health. Katham, how? No, how is your health? Arogyam katham asti. Arogyam samyak asti. No, I am arogyam. My health is doing good. My health is fine. I am doing well. I am healthy. Arogyam samyak asti. Okay, arogyam katham asti, arogyam samyak asti. Okay, yeah. So next one, vatavaranam katham asti. How is the weather? Vatavaranam katham asti, vatavaranam samyak asti. Or whenever it is in times of spring, when it is very beautiful, the evenings are very beautiful, you say vatavaranam sundaram asti. When you go to a hill station, you say atra vatavaranam sundaram asti, atra vatavaranam uttamam asti. You know, all these are a way of expressing good things, expressing beautiful things. Okay, vatavaranam katham asti, how is the weather there? Vatavaranam sundaram asti. Okay, else we can say, you know, vatavaranam katham asti, vatavaranam atra tu bahushnam asti, it is very hot. Okay, adya pratastaha vrishti asti, vatavaranam adya pratastaha vrishti asti, it's been raining since morning. Okay, there's a thunderstorm here. Okay, of course I don't recollect the word of thunderstorm. Having said that, you know, you can say that a thunderstorm asti. What is the point? There's no harm in keeping it simple. A thunderstorm prachalat asti. Astu vatavaranam katham asti, vatavaranam sundaram asti, vatavaranam samyak asti, vatavaranam samichinam asti. Okay, yes. So, you know, this is the way that you respond when somebody is asking you a question which is associated with how. Okay, balakah katham dhavati. Okay, here in this you can actually add the word that we discussed in this session as well. Okay, no, shigram mandam. Okay, balakah shigram dhavati. Okay, how is the boy running? The boy is running fast. Balakah mandam dhavati. Okay, he's running slowly. Balakah katham dhavati. Balakah shigram dhavati. Balakah mandam dhavati. Okay, aham mandam dhavami. Aham shigram dhavami. Okay, these are again, and this is how you respond. Okay, the last three, who wants to give it a try? Any of the bhaginis or any of the mahodayas who wants to try the last three sentences?
I can try.
Yes, bhagini, please.
Etat vastra katam asti. Etat vastra sundaram asti.
Vastram, it is vastram sundaram asti.
Yeah, vastram sundaram asti. Bhimsen Joshi भीमसेन जोशी कथक गायति भीमसेन जोशी उत्तमं गायति
उत्तमं गायति और सुंदरं गायति या उत्तमं गायति गुड 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 नेक्स्ट वन भगिनी
तेंदुलकर कथं क्रीडति तेंदुलकर सुंदरं क्रीडति ही प्लेज वेरी वेल
उत्तमं क्रीडति ही प्लेज रियली वेल नो विच इज एक्सट्रीमली वेल विच इज उत्तमं ओके सो सुंदरं जनरली रेफर टू समथिंग विच इज ब्यूटिफुल लाइक नो पुष्पं सुंदरम् अस्ति पुष्पं कथम् अस्ति पुष्पं सुंदरम् अस्ति मम वस्त्रं कथम् अस्ति मम वस्त्रं सुंदरम् अस्ति नो वुमेन हैव दिस टेंडेंसी दैट नो इन दे गो एंड आस्क मम वस्त्रं कथम् अस्ति यू नो मम वस्त्रं सम्यक् अस्ति मम भवत्या वस्त्रं बहु बहु सुंदरम् अस्ति वी डिस्कस दिस राइट नो मोस्ट ऑफ द वुमेन
यस 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 हाउ डू यू से आई अंडरस्टैंड
अहम् अवगतवती
सोरि
अवगतवती
अहम् अवगतवती धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः ओके नयना भगिनी यू वाण्ट् टु ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् दिस् इस् अगेन् अ फार्म् आफ् answer is given, we are supposed to have a question to it, okay? Naina Bhagini, you mentioned you wanted to try the previous one, well, this is again the same relevant one, okay? You can try these six sentences given here. Naina Bhagini?
Yes.
Yes,
Bhagini.
Please try.
Etasam Uttarana Prashnan Likhatu. यथा उद्यानं सुन्दरम् अस्ति उद्यानं कथम् अस्ति भोजनम् उत्तमम् अस्ति भोजनं कथम् अस्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं सम्यक् नास्ति
कथमस्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं सम्यक् नास्ति तत् पुस्तकं कथमस्ति तत् पुस्तकम् उत्तमम् अस्ति lot of disturbance coming from your side, you know, let the last person be taken by somebody else. Dhanyavada Bhagini, there's a lot of disturbance coming, probably there could be some connectivity issues, so yeah, please, I hope you understand. Okay, so, who wants to try the next next two sentences.
Can I try, Mahadev?
Yes, Bhagini, yes, Bhagini.
I can see the next two sentences.
Okay. Can you see now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sah sarvam karyam samyak karoti.
How do you ask a question, you know, when somebody is telling you that this business sah sarvam karyam katham karoti? How do you ask a question to it? You would ask a question, sah sarvam karyam katham karoti? How would he do all the work? He works well. He takes care of all the tasks very well. That's what it means.
Okay.
Yes, Bhavin, next one.
रामायणं बहुवत् बहुविस्त्रं विस्तृतं
विस्तृतम् अस्ति ओके
रामायणं कथम् अस्ति
कथम् अस्ति उत्तमम् उत्तमं धन्यवादः 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 भगिनि ओके ऐ जस्ट् गो अ क्विक् रिकेप् आफ़् दीस् सिक्स् सेण्टेन्सेस् वेरि क्विक्लि ओके उद्यानं सुन्दरमस्ति सो विनो उद्यानं कथमस्ति ओके भोजनम् उत्तमम् अस्ति भोजनं कथमस्ति भोजनं कथमस्ति भोजनं रुचिकरम् अस्ति भोजनम् उत्तमम् अस्ति ओके एतत् चलनचित्रं सम्यक् नास्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं कथमस्ति एतत् चलनचित्रं सम्यक् नास्ति सम्यक् अस्ति ओके तत् पुस्तकम् उत्तमम् अस्ति तत् पुस्तकं कथमस्ति हौ इस् दट् बुक् इस् रियलि गुड् ओके सः सर्वं कार्यं सम्यक् करोति सः सर्वं कार्यं विस्तृतं सः सर्वं कार्यं कथं करोति सः सर्वं कार्यम् उत्तमं करोति सम्यक् करोति रामायणं बहु विस्तृतम् अस्ति विस्तृतं हीस् लेन्दि और् यु नो इलाबोरेटिव् यु नो दि दि एसेन्स् यु नो रामायणम् इस् वेरि इस् वेरि एपिक् इट् इट्स् इट्स् अ कल्ट् इट्स् 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 अ ह्यूज् it's a huge book okay? it's a huge it's an elaborative literature okay it you just cannot complete it in one go okay? it happens in phases vistrutam means very elaborative very you know very huge elaborative is vistrutam asti elaborative ramayanam bahu bahu vistrutam asti elaborative asti okay no it's an epic okay thank you
Can I ask you something about writing, if you don't mind, Udayamode?
Yes.
See, when you write Uttamam, you just with a small one line, it is becoming pressed word, right? Uttamam, Ka.
Yes. I'm asking you, Ka.
And I get confused, that is why I'm saying. And then you can also explain to us if you Katam, for example, if I can write the katam as ka tha and visarga on the top is that right
both are correct
then for example yes. in another word I have question here is sundaram that sundaram after su on the top if you put can we simplify that way is the question
yes you can simplify more it is up to us okay it is up to us there is see there is no hard and fast rule that this has to be written in ma and followed by the halant in the end okay you can actually put like how you are mentioning okay sundaram okay you can put a ra and put a visarga on the top it is correct you can write it either ways okay and see this text is prepared in a certain way that is the reason they made sure that they follow a pattern throughout okay you can write in a way of a pustakam ka you can write a visarga on the top okay and you can write ka and ma followed by a halak both are correct
katam also
both are correct sorry mahoday
uttamam ta karata as a just a line not the bent bottom How is that
yes.
the normal?
No, that is actually a stress. Okay, you are putting. Mahoday, you can unmute yourself. Okay. See, Uttamam is, you know, Ta, okay, Ta is given with a stress with a half Ta there, okay. See, if you write only Ta there, it becomes Uttamam, Uttamam, Uttamam. If you have to get that Uttamam, okay, it is Ta. Okay, you have to write that half Ta.
But why we are not writing half ta but write just writing one stroke to ta to make it stress
that even I am not sure as to why are they writing it that way to be really honest I haven't given a thought on those lines ever okay to be honest I never gave a thought why it's written that way but I presume it to be, you know, it is the way of writing and then you know, I read it in that context, you know. I have never given a thought in those lines over there.
Okay, thank you. Dhanyavaad.
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः. All right, then let's go ahead with the next, which is Kimartham. Okay, I hope Katham is very clear to all of you. I'm going to the next topic of today, that is Kimartham. Okay, and after Kimartham we have you know, the past tense, Bhutakala Rupani. Okay, we'll dealing with the past tense. So far we have let us first finish Kimartham. Okay, Kimartham means why. Okay, why do you do this, why do you go for a walk, why do you eat, why do you sleep, why have you done this. And whenever there is an action associated, you want to know as to why this has actually happened, or why has anybody done some task. Okay, there should be some reason to it, right? I mean, it just cannot be out of the blue. Of course, there could be some instances where we do things just out of our own pleasures. However, most of the time there is a reason to whatever we do. We make sure that we have a reasoning. Okay, if we are studying now, we have a purpose to it. We are studying so that we get a we enhance our knowledge, we enhance our skills. We make sure that we are relevant with the current day scenario. Okay, in the same way, this question of why also, that is the reason why, that is the reason we ask this question, stating why. Okay, why are you going? Why are you staying there? Or why do you do this? Why do you work in that organization? Okay, none of this. It's a continuation. So every why has a reason associated to it. Okay, there is a reason with every why. Okay, whenever there is a why, there is a reason to it. Okay, yeah. So in the first example, in the example that is given here, okay, Saha Kimartham Vidyalayam Gacchati. Okay, why does he go to school? Okay, Saha Kimartham Vidyalayam Gacchati. सः पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति. ओके, सः किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति? सः पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति. हि गोस् टु स्कूल् टु स्टडि. ओके, हि गोस् टु स्कूल् टु रीड्. सः ग्रन्थालयं किमर्थं गच्छति? सः ग्रन्थालयं पठनार्थं गच्छति. द नेक्स्ट् एक्साम्पल् इस् दट्. ओके, अहं जिम् भवान् जिम् किमर्थं गच्छति? अहं जिम् मम मसल्स् बिल्ड् कर्तुं गच्छामि. अहं वाकिङ्ग् किमर्थं भवान् वाकिङ्ग् किमर्थं गच्छति? अहं वाकिङ्ग् अहं फिट् भवितुम् इच्छामि, अतः गच्छामि. ऐ गो टु मै वाक् बिकास् ऐ वाण्ट् टु स्टे फिट्, रैट्? अहं वै डु यु वाण्ट् टु वर्क् इन् दिस् आर्गनैसेशन्? नो, एतत् कार्यालये मम रुचिः अस्ति, अतः अत्र कार्यं करोमि. मै स्किल्स् अधिकंसे मम कार्यम् अत्र आवश्यकम्, अतः अत्र कार्यं करोमि. Why do you work? Why is it so relevant for you to work in this organization? Okay, why? Always associated with the reason. Okay, Saha Kimartham Vidyalayam Gacchati. Saha Patanartham Vidyalayam Gacchati. He goes to school to study. Okay, he goes to school to study. Okay, yeah. So next example, Yogasanam Arogyartham. Okay, we all know yoga has been the essence of the transformation for most of us. In fact, we all should be practicing yoga. So that's what they're trying to say. Yoga, why does anybody perform yoga? Yoga is to for better health, good breathing, good body postures, good thought process, and all of those. Okay, saha kimartham yogasanam karoti. सः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति. ओके, योगासनम् आरोग्यार्थं. सः किमर्थं योगासनं करोति? सः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति. वै डस् हि पर्फार्म् योगा? ओके, हि पर्फार्म्स् योगा फार् गुड् हेल्त्, आरोग्यार्थम्. ओके, फार् बेटर् हेल्त्, फार् गुड् हेल्त्, फार् हेल्त्, आरोग्यार्थं फार् हेल्त्. ओके, गुड् हेल्त् इस् अगेन् उत्तमम् आरोग्यार्थम्. ओके, दट् इस् अगेन् डिफ़्रेण्ट् थिङ्ग्. फार् गुड् हेल्त्, फार् हेल्त्, सः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति. ओके, या ग्रन्थालयम् अण्ड् पठनार्थं. वै डस् एनिबडि विसिट् अ लैब्ररी? ओके, एनिबडि विसिट् द लैब्ररी सो दे केन् स्टडि. ओके, दे केन् रीड् बुक्स्, दे केन् रीड् लाट् आफ़् कण्टेण्ट्. ओके, चिकित्सालयं. वै डस् एनिबडि गो टु हास्पिटल्? एनिबडि गोस् टु हास्पिटल् फार् अ ट्रीट्मेण्ट् ओर् प्रोबब्लि अ चेकप्, समथिङ्ग् आफ़् दिस् कैण्ड्. ओके, विदेशं प्रवासार्थं. वै डु वि वै डु वि गो फार् अ वेकेशन्? वै डु वि गो अब्राड्? मोस्ट् आफ़् द पीपल् गो अब्राड् फार् अ वेकेशन्, फार् अ टाक्. ओके, वि गो फार् प्रवासार्थं. प्रवासार्थम् इस् ओन्लि फार् लैक् अ प्लेजर् ट्रिप्, like a lack of vacation. Okay, that's what it means. Okay, so let me begin the first sentence again, then the last three sentences, you know, anybody from our participants can try. Okay, yogasanam arogyartham saha kimartham yogasanam karoti. The question is, why does he perform yoga? Okay, saha arogyartham yogasanam karoti. Okay, he performs yoga for good health. Okay, so yes, who wants to try the next three examples? The next example that anybody wants to try?
I can try.
Yes, again.
Sa kimartam granthalayam gacchati. Sa patanartam granthalayam gacchati.
Yes, dhanyavadha. Yes, Manu.
Saha chikitsalayam kimartam gacchati. सः औषधार्थं औषधार्थं चिकित्सालयं गच्छति.
उत्तमम् उत्तमम्.
ऐ हाव् अ क्वश्चन् आल्सो. आर्थम् आर्थम् इस् इट् दट् एण्ड्स् वित् दट् इस् इट् अ विभक्ति आर् इस् इट् जस्ट् यु जस्ट् यूस् इन् करेस्पाण्डेन्स् वित् किमर्थम्?
No, no, it is a vibhakti. Here it is a dvitiya vibhakti. I'm not explaining the dvitiya vibhakti at the moment because it's a very short, it's a dvitiya vibhakti associated there, okay? But yeah, I'm not explaining the dvitiya vibhakti at the moment, okay? I'll come down again. We have other exercises, you know, in the coming few segments of Abhyasa Pustakam. I'll lecture the dvitiya vibhakti there. So here this is a very short exercise. So I'm not explaining the dvitiya vibhakti right now. It is a dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay. सः किमर्थं विदेशं गतवान्? सः विदेशं प्रवासार्थं गतवान्.
Why did he go to travel abroad? He traveled for a pleasure trip or for a vacation.
Gatavan is past tense, right?
Gatavan is past tense, yeah. Now that's what, that this sentence would give to the the start of the next topic for today, which is past tense. We will come to past tenses. That is the reason why it ended with Gatavan. The reason why this page ended with Gatavan is because next is past tense.
Dhanyavada.
Okay, anybody wants to try? Anybody else wants to try? Or should we go to the next exercise?
Yeah, Mithul here. I'll try one.
Yes, Mahodaya, please.
Tvam videshanam kimartham gatvan tvam pravasa artham videshanam gatvan.
Mahodaya, we haven't, just a correction here, we haven't used tvam yet. I mean, tvam is again a madhyama purusha. We're not going to tvam because, it's a little complicated, okay? At the moment, you can say saha. Okay, saha videsham kimartham gatavan. Okay, tvam is again madhyama purusha. We haven't dealt with madhyama purusha yet.
Okay, okay.
Okay? All right then. Let us go with the next session for today. I hope this katham and kimartham are clear. Now, this is again a form of question and how we respond to somebody if they're asking, kimartham. Okay. And I'm not getting into the dvitiya vibhakti part now. We'll come to that a little later when we have a detailed exercise with dvitiya vibhakti. So bhuta kala rupani. Okay. I hope my screen is clear and you guys are able to see it. Okay. So bhuta kala rupani. Bhuta kala rupani here means a past tense. They expect us to write past tense for the words for masculine gender and feminine gender. Okay. For singular and for plural. Okay. See, so far we have been doing karoti, okay, aham karoti, aham karomi, karoti, saha karoti, ओके शृणोमि अहं शृणो अहं शृणोमि सः शृणोति पिबामि अहं पिबामि सः पिबति ओके आल् दीस् वेर् यु नो इन् प्रेसेण्ट् टेन्स् एण्ड् इट् वास् मोर् आफ् अ in the current scenario okay we haven't dealt with something which has already happened okay we never came across so far in abhyasa pustakam we never had an exercise which had relevance to the past okay which is already done so what have you done yesterday bhavan yaha kim krutavan what did you do yesterday if somebody will ask you you know what have you done yesterday how would you respond to them okay how would you respond to them so these are few kriya padani here you know, on the left okay which we have already dealt these kriya padani we already aware of these kriya padani and what it means okay and how do we use it in present tense yeah we are aware of those okay khadati khadati means eat intajati means living pruchati means asking pashyati means seeing these are all with the present tense the current situation present tense okay now we will see the past tense okay the past tense bhutakala rupani okay bhutakala rupani here is you know so far no be it masculine gender or feminine gender it was like it was the action words remain the same like you know aham karomi okay even for feminine gender it's karomi itself right okay sa karoti okay that doesn't change okay but for past tense okay so for past tense it changes so how it changes we'll see the first examples here okay pathati we know pathati means no studying reading okay pathati means no studying pathati you know I studied yesterday how would you say no I studied yesterday how would you say we would say that you know aham yaha pathitavan okay pathitavan I studied yesterday pathitavan okay then there are more than two okay see we're not going with the madhyama purusha please you know refrain any question on madhyama purusha okay aham tvam vayam we are not dealing with tvam right now okay we're not dealing with tvam in any way because tvam is a little complicated tvam will be that is covered in the later part of abhyasa pustakam okay tvam will come later okay we are at the moment focusing on aham and vayam okay aham pathami okay vayam pathamah okay that's what we have dealt so far okay same way aham pathitavan okay aham palakah pathitavan sah pathitavan aham maya krutam aham krutam maya krutam etc kare maham krutavan okay so pathitavan okay if it is you know one person then you know, aham tat pustakam pathitavan okay maya tat pustakam pathitam okay sah tat pustakam pathitavan pathitavan okay it is done okay when there are group of people telling that they have already completed the task okay when they have already you know read that okay they say vayam pathitavantah balakaah pustakam pathitavantah they all read that book okay there's one book one textbook which we all follow everybody has read the textbook okay so balakah pathitavan okay balakaah pathitavantah okay everybody has completed their reading they have read it pathitavantah this is in terms of masculine gender very specifically okay so kindly pay a little attention to past tense because this is a little you know the usage of masculine gender and feminine gender is a slight change to it so we have to be a little bit you know careful here okay patidavan patidavanta that is for pumlinga shabda for strilinga shabda for strilinga for any bhagini okay if any bhagini wants to tell that I have read it she would say aham pathitavati vayam pathitavatyah pathitavati balika pathitavati okay balikaah pathitavatyah balikaah pathitavatyah okay pathitavati is for ekavachanam okay pathitavatyah is bahuvachanam okay pathitavati basically the moola word the present tense's word is pathati studying okay, pathati. Pathati for masculine gender becomes past tense, becomes pathitavan. For plural it becomes pathitavantah. Okay, for strilinga shabda, for strilinga shabda, for any of the bhagini, if they are mentioning this, she said pathitavati and pathitavatyah. Okay, for uttama purusha and prathama purusha it's similar. Uttama purusha and prathama purusha, this is similar. Okay.
So the question is, for aham also use patitavan, and for saha also we use patitavan as the question. So that's the
okay. Aham, maya patitam. It is not aham. Okay, it is not. I am. It is not aham. Okay, it is maya patitam. I have read it. Patitam. It become patitam. Okay. See, it is very relevant. Very relevant in terms of when it is somebody else, okay, saha pathitavan, okay, if it is I have read it, maya pathitam, okay, I have already read it, it comes as maya pathitam, okay, it doesn't come as aham pathitavan.
Okay, dhanyavad. So it's mainly for saha and sa, right? Yes.
Mother, can I ask you, so when you say maya pathitavan, so basically you are saying in passive voice, right?
Maya patitam is also right word, Swarna Mahode, am I correct?
So what I'm trying to say, like aham, like when you say, when you change from aham to maya, right? Mm-hmm. Then you are changing from active voice to passive voice. Maya means by me, right? Mm-hmm. So I have read this book, has been read by me. So those two sentences are different. Maya, okay. You are using Tritiya Vibhakti, right? Aham, avam, bayam, yeah. Maya. So then aham, it's different. Right? The kriya becomes different. The karta becomes different, right?
So that is the reason why I have mentioned that as maya patitam, right? I did not mention patitavan here, right? That is the reason why I have mentioned as maya patitam. I did not mention patitavan. Patitam it becomes. That's what I have mentioned.
Okay.
That's okay. No, probably no. I could be. It could be an issue from my side. That's okay. No, we are discussing. We are having a conversation. Okay. So yeah, Venkat Mahodaya, pathanti means reading. Okay. When group of people read together, when they read together, they say pathanti. Okay. Te pathanti. They all are reading. Te pathanti. Okay. So let us. Let us read the next few words, and then we will see how to put this with a subject. Okay, we'll have a subject followed by a word. Okay, at the moment we'll only have a look at what would the word become. Okay, what would the word become? Then we will have a look at. Then we'll add a subject to it, and then we will form a sentence. First, let us only understand the words of how they are written in Pumlingam and Strilinga Shabda past tense, very clearly past tense. Okay, yeah. So far we have dealt with patati. Patati means reading. Okay, patati. Patati means fell, or somebody who has fallen. Okay, patati. Somebody who has fallen down, or who has fell down. Patati. Okay, patati. For past tense become, for Pumlinga Shabda, it becomes Patitavan. Okay, it becomes Patitavan. Okay. Balakaha Patitavan. Okay. Patitavanta in terms of Bahuvachanam, in plural, it becomes Patitavanta. Okay, Patitavanta. This is for Pumlinga Shabda. Okay. For Strilinga Shabda, it becomes Patitavati. Okay, Patitavati. Okay, Patitavati for Ekavachanam. Bahuvachanam, it becomes Patitavatyah. Patitavatyah. Okay, Patitavan for Ekavachanam Pumlinga Shabda. Patitavantah for Bahuvachanam Pumlinga Shabda. Okay, for Strilinga Shabda, it becomes Patitavati. Okay, and for Bahuvachanam, it becomes Patitavatyah. Patitavatyah. right? All right. So the next one, okay? See, when it is coming to the Moola word, okay? It slightly changes, okay? It slightly changes, okay? So far it is Patati and Patati, which is actually relevant. It is actually, you know, it is actually going in the right way. So you can find it, okay? Patati is, you know, studying. Patati means following, okay? Which is correct. In the next one, when we say Vadati, Vadati, it doesn't become as Vaditavan. It becomes as Uktavan, Uvacha. Uvacha means, you know, the Moola word of Vak, okay, Uvacha. Bhishmaha Uvacha, okay. Bhishma is saying, Bhishmaha Uvacha, okay. Vadati becomes Uktavan, okay. See, these are the examples to try by ourselves, okay. So Vadati doesn't become Vaditavan, no. In past tense, it becomes as Uktavan, okay. In Ekavachanam, for Bahuvachanam, it becomes Uktavantaha, okay. Uktavantaha, they spoke together, okay. Uktavan, he spoke, and Uktavantaha, they all spoke. Okay, in the same way, for Strilinga Shabda also, it becomes Uktavati, okay. Vadati becomes Uktavati, okay. And for Bahuvachana, it becomes Uktavatyaha, okay. It becomes Uktavatyaha, okay. Uktavati, Uktavatyaha, Uktavan, Uktavantaha. Okay, I hope this is clear. Okay, there's a slight change in the word. You will find this, few words, just like in this sequence. Okay, just like in this, you know, there are few other words which we will come across probably in this exercise or in the other exercise. I am not sure. Okay, there's a slight change in the Moola word. Okay, Vada means speak. Okay, Vada means you speak. Okay, Vada's Moola word is Uvacha, Vak. Okay, so you know it becomes, you know, Uktavan. Uktavan is Ekavachana Pumlinga Shabda, Uktavantha is Bahuvachana Pumlinga Shabda. Okay, and same way for Strilinga Shabda, it is Uktavati. Okay, Uktavati for Bahuvachana, it is Uktavatyaha. I hope I am going very slowly. I want you guys to understand these words very, very clearly, because in the next exercise, it is all about conversations. If you look at these exercises below, it is all about stories and conversations. So for those conversations or for those stories to understand, we should first be familiar with these Bhutakala Rupani. Okay, these Bhutakala Rupani or these words should be on our tips. Okay, so that we will be able to do the next exercises clearly and easily. That's what we are trying to say. Okay, Vadati becomes Uktavan, Uktavantaha. For Srilingam becomes Uktavati, Uktavatyaha. Okay, I hope this is clear. Okay, in the same way, Pibati. Pibati becomes Pitavan. Okay, Pitavan, he drank. Pitavan, okay. Pitavantaha, they drank, okay. They drank. Pitavantaha, okay. For Strilingam, it becomes Pitavati, she drank, okay. Pitavatyaha, they drank, or those women drank, or those girls drank, okay. Pitavatyaha, okay. Pitavati. Pitavatyaha. Okay, this is how it is. Okay, so please give it a try. Who wants to try the next few words? I only want the words at the moment. Okay, I only want the words. We'll have two participants go with three words, so that, you know, we can be able to cover all the words. We'll deal only with the words. You know, in the coming class or whenever we, if you have time today, we will add a subject to it. We'll only know a word now, then we will add a subject to it. First, let us understand these words. Okay? Yes. Who wants to try?
I can try, Mahodaya.
Yes, ma'am.
So, should I start from Likati? Or
yes, please. Likati. Likati.
Likitvan.
Likitavan.
Likitavan. Likitavantaha. लिखितवती लिखितवत्यः
लिखितवत्या उत्तमम् उत्तमं नेक्स्ट् वन् भगिनि
नयति
भगिनि जस्ट् मिनिट् ओके नयति मीन्स् टेक् ओके पीपल् आर् लिटल् अन्अवेर् आफ् दिस् नयति मीन्स् टेक् ओके हि टुक् ओके इट् इस् पास्ट् टेन्स् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् इट् एस् नो हि टुक् ओके इट् इस् आलरेडि बीन् टेकन् इट् इस् बीन् आलरेडि इट् द इन्सिडेण्ट् इस् आलरेडि अकर्ड् इन् द पास्ट् ओके हि हेस् आलरेडि टेकन् इट् ओके सः नीतवान् ओके दट्स् वाट् इट् इस् ओके भगिनि नेक्स्ट् वन् गो अहेड् नेक्स्ट् वन्
पश्यति
just one question here.
Yes, Baba.
In Nayati, Neeta, so does this Ta becomes Ta half and another Ta one or?
No, it is Neeta, no, the...
I get it.
Yeah. Okay, dhanyavaad. It becomes Neetavan now there. There is no ta in between there, okay? It becomes simple Neetavan. Okay? Okay, yes, Bhagini, go ahead, next one.
Pashyati. Pashtavan.
Pashyati, yeah. Just Bhagini, one minute, okay? One minute. Pashyati, like how Vadati becomes Uktavan, like how Vadati becomes Uktavan, in the same way, Pashyati becomes Drushtavan. Pashya means, you know, the vision. Okay. It becomes Drushtavan. He's seen. Okay. That's already occurred. He already saw that. Okay. Drushtavan. It is Drushtavan. Okay. Pashyati becomes Drushtavan. Bhagini, yes. Go ahead. It is Drushtavan, Bhagini.
Okay. Bhagini, Mahadeya. Drushtavan.
Mm-hmm.
Drushtavantaha.
Drushtavantaha.
Drushtavati.
पृच्छति
पृच्छतवान् पृष्टवान् पृष्टवन्तः पृष्टवती पृष्टवत्यः
त्यजति
त्यक्तवती
त्यक्तवत्यः उत्तमं नेक्स्ट् वन् महोदय
खादति खादितवान्
खादितवान्
खादितवती खादितवत्यः
खादितवत्यः
जानाति ज्ञातवान्
ज्ञातवन्तः ओके
ज्ञातवान् राइट
यस
ज्ञातवान् ज्ञातवन्तः ज्ञातवती ज्ञातवत्यः
ज्ञातवत्यः उत्तमं नेक्स्ट् वन् महोदय करोति
कृतवत्यः
उत्तमं धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः यस् हु वाण्ट्स् टु ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् फोर् वर्ड्स् धन्यवादः महोदय हु वाण्ट्स् ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् फोर् वर्ड्स्
अहं वदामि महोदय शृणोति श्रुतवान्
श्रुतवत्यः श्रुतवत्यः ओके दत्तवान् ओके
दत्तवन्तः
दत्तवत्यः उत्तमम् नेक्स्ट् महोदय
उत्तिष्ठति उत्थितवान् उत्थितवन्तः उत्थितवती
उत्थितवत्यः उत्तमम् नेक्स्ट् वन्
उपविशति उपविष्टान् उपविष्टवन्तः उपविष्टवान् उपविष्टवन्तः उपविष्टवती उपविष्टवत्यः
उपविष्टवत्यः उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अब्सल्यूट्लि करेक्ट् नेक्स्ट् वन् महोदय
स्थापयति स्थापितवान् स्थापितवन्तः स्थापितवती स्थापितवत्यः
उत्तमं महोदय उत्तमं धन्यवादः महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
लास्ट् फोर् वर्ड्स् हू विश् टु ट्रै हू वाण्ट् टु ट्रै
मे ऐ ट्रै महोदय
यस् भगिनि प्लीज़् यस् भगिनि प्लीज़्
गृह्णाति गृह्णाति गृह्णितवान्
गृह्णितवान्
गृहीतवान् गृहीतवन्तः गृहीतवती गृहीतवत्यः
रोदिति
रुदितवान् रुदितवन्तः रुदितवती रुदितवत्यः शक्नोति शक्तवान् शक्तवन्तः शक्तवती शक्तवत्यः
उत्तमं भगिनि उत्तमं नेक्स्ट् वन्
भवति अभवत् अभवन् अभवत्
अभवत् उत्तमम् उत्तमं धन्यवादः ऐ एक्स्प्लेन् दीस् टु धन्यवादः भगिनि ओके सि ऐ विल् वेरि क्विक्लि एक्स्प्लेन् नो धन्यवादः भवती मीन्स् नो इट् इस् भवती इस् हेपनिङ्ग् ओके इदानीम् अस्ति इदानीं प्रेसेण्ट् इट् इस् हेपनिङ्ग् एवं भवति ओके अभवत् इस् आल्रेडि अकर्ड् ओके एण्ड् अभवत् फार् मास्कुलैन् जेण्डर् एण्ड् फेमिनैन् जेण्डर् इट् रिमेन्स् द सेम् ओके इट् रिमेन्स् द सेम् अभवत् for for ekavachanam and abhavan for bahuvachanam masculine same way for feminine gender also it is same abhavat and abhavan okay just a very quick meaning of all the words here so that you know people who are very new they will be able to understand it okay pathati means reading okay patati means falling vadati means you know speaking pibati means drinking likhati means writing nayati taking pashyati seeing pruchati asking tyajati leaving khadati eating janati knowing karoti no doing srunoti listening or hearing dadati giving utishthati getting up upavishati taking sitting taking a seat upavishati taking a seat sthapayati keeping you know keeping it in a shelf or something of that kind grunati holding you know grunati holding something okay roditi roditi you know crying okay ruditava crying okay shaknoti you know, to be able to do it doing again okay bhavati means it is happening okay that's what it means you know we will it is already 11:30
dadati dadati means
dadati means giving
okay okay mother
So we will stop the session here, and we will call it a day right now because it is already 11:30. This is again a start for the coming session. So I urge everybody present in this session today to have a look at these words once again. Go and practice these terms once again, so that you get a little familiar, and then these exercises and these conversations are going to be very important because you're supposed to have this conversation done in present and past tense. Okay, that is what our next class is going to be. Okay, our class is going to be on understanding the present tense of this conversation, and also for the same conversation you have to mention the past tense also. Okay, so it is actually 11:31 now. We will conclude the session. Anybody is having any questions, they can stay back, else we all can make a move for the day. We will all be meeting next week. Okay, anybody having any questions, we can stay back, we will discuss. If not, then we will make sure that we all will catch up next week. Astu?
Mahoday, you were going to give us the dictionary PDF.
A dictionary, the link I will share it. Okay, I have it here with me. Okay, this link I will share it right after the class. I missed to share it in my previous email. I will share this link in my next email, which is going to come.
धन्यवाद भगिनी धन्यवाद सर्वे वयं पुनः धन्यवाद.